The U.S. is deciding what to do with prisoners from another conflict, a war that may never end. A year and a half after the Taliban collapsed in Afghanistan, more than 600 detainees remain at a U.S. naval base in Cuba. The U.S. says very little in public about the men at Guantanamo Bay. But their home countries are demanding their citizens back, and those countries include U.S. allies like Britain and Pakistan. The U.S. released 13 detainees just this week, and in the next few minutes we'll hear the stories of some of the prisoners who remain. They won't get out unless they're cleared by U.S. intelligence agencies, federal prosecutors, and Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld himself. Rumsfeld told reporters a few days ago that the U.S. wants to send the men back to their home governments, but it's a very slow process.
We're keeping them down there to keep them off the street. This is a worldwide network that Al-Qaeda is, and these folks and the Taliban were part of that, and were fighting in Afghanistan and killing people.
The prisoners come from 42 countries. U.S. intelligence officials say the list of detainees includes leading members of Al-Qaeda. 12 other detainees come from Kuwait. Their families claim they were in Afghanistan or Pakistan to work for charities. Today we met with Tom Wilner. He's an American lawyer who was hired by the families. And as he spoke, he held a picture of one of his clients.
His name is Fawood Mohammed Al-Rabaya.
Ordinary-looking guy? Glasses? Beard?
Yes, you know, we have never been allowed to meet these guys. We've never been allowed to see them. Fawood is an aviation engineer on his vacation from Kuwait Airlines, which he did every year, spending part of his time doing charitable work.
And have the families shared with you any letters or information they've received from Guantanamo?
Yes, they have. The initial letters were very interesting and moving to me as an American, because the initial letters were, "We've been taken into custody by the Americans. Thank God. They'll get to the bottom of this and we'll be home soon." Of course, the letters are censored before they get here.
There's black marks, parts of them are marked
in parts of them, yeah.
Okay.
But the letters, by and large, talk about they're being treated well. They want to come home. They're sure that their innocence will be proved and they'll come home.
Attorney Tom Wilner suggests that his clients were simply swept up because they were Arabs in the wrong place.
We were surprised to learn, frankly, that the United States had been paying substantial financial bounties to Pakistani tribespeople to pick up Arabs in the area. We obtained some leaflets which were distributed by the United States and are actually on our website. But they indicated, sent out saying, feed your family for life, turn over an Arab.
The Guantanamo prisoners also include men who almost certainly did want to fight for the Taliban. This group includes 58 men from Pakistan. To find out more, we met with Pakistani embassy spokesman Asad Hayuddin. He contends they're mostly ethnic Pashtuns who rushed into Afghanistan in 2001 to defend their fellow Pashtuns.
I'll be slightly frank with you. Redneck, country folk, rustics and hicks with a shotgun or whatever they could to say, hey, our folk are in trouble, let's go help them out.
Last year, Pakistani intelligence officials met all the Pakistani prisoners and insisted that none was a threat anymore. Hayuddin acknowledges that the U.S. is making its own judgment.
One has been released so far. He was from the Northwest Frontier Province, about 61 years old. Other than that, nobody else has been released.
What's his story?
He was a farmer who ostensibly, from what he says, was motivated by a sermon he heard in his mosque that his fellow Muslims are under attack in Afghanistan, and he went up to help them. We have examples of that in the Spanish Civil War and many other instances of, fellow travelers or people who think that their system of belief is under attack. I would say that our assessment is that the vast majority, or almost all of them, are not Al-Qaeda. They're at the most Taliban sympathizers or fellow travelers, or we would say misguided. Some of them misguided youth, some of them misguided geriatric senior citizens. Essentially, not a threat to the national security of the United States, not hardened criminals.
No doubt, in many cases anyway, for example, this case of the gentleman who was released, that this was somebody who went to Afghanistan and fought against the United States or wanted to fight against the United States.
Well,
there's no doubt of that.
That's very clear. The point is, in what stage of preparedness or what stage of hostile activity were they captured?
The roster of prisoners at Guantanamo also includes at least three juveniles, child soldiers, perhaps, under the age of 16. That has drawn criticism from human rights groups, though a Pentagon spokesman says these are very dangerous people who have stated that they have killed and will kill again. A military spokeswoman says it's not clear when the U.S. will decide what to do with all its prisoners, but Lieutenant Commander Barbara Burfiend insists that all the prisoners are being treated well.
The ones that have been there for some time have actually gained approximately 13 pounds.
On average.
On average. They receive very good medical care. The average detainee is receiving recreation and shower breaks. I think it's like 20 minutes twice a week.
All the same, some of them have attempted suicide.
Mm-hmm.
25, is that right?
Yes, that's the current total.
What inference should we draw from that?
I think we've said several times that a lot of these detainees that have come in there have come in with problems in terms of medically and mentally.
And the prisoners are still coming in. Even as the U.S. disclosed the departure of 13 detainees yesterday, U.S. officials moved 30 new prisoners into Guantanamo. They come from U.S. bases in Afghanistan. The total number of detainees actually grew to 680.